Tampa burns some of its garbage at the McKay Bay Refuse to Energy plant to create power. Some of that energy is used to run the plant. The city sells the excess to Tampa Electric. This morning, Tampa City Council voted unanimously to terminate that agreement with TECO when the current contract expires in August 2011. But City Attorney Chip Fletcher warns Tampa might take a hit to revenue and TECO rates won't be affected.
In my opinion, the agreement that we worked out with TECO with the rate we're being paid will not materially affect anybody's power rate. It's such a small portion of what TECO uses, TECO demands to meet their need. It will not affect anyone's rates.
I agree with that. However, it will affect the city's income.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's what I wanted to get around.
Okay. Yes.
Tampa will try to sell the extra energy to other companies, but City Council member Charlie Miranda reminded his colleagues that Tampa will still pay TECO for transmitting the energy through what's called wheeling.
How are you going to carry that electricity from where it's at our plant that produces enough energy for about 15,000 homes a day, to wherever it's going?
Right.
You're carrying a wheelbarrow? Absolutely not. You carried it in TECO's lines. Guess who's going to make a net profit? Did I hear you say TECO?
City Attorney Fletcher confirmed that TECO would profit from any deals for energy transmission Tampa makes with other energy companies. Last year, the city was working on an agreement to sell the excess electricity to TECO for a better rate. But last September, the state's Public Service Commission rejected the deal.
The Public Service Commission's reaction, I believe, was that this was too good a deal for the city for them to approve.
And they, in their minds, they said, why should the ratepayers subsidize a city? Am I correct? In essence.
You could look at it that way.
Councilmember Miranda is not convinced there will be takers for the extra electricity, and it may go to waste.
We strung this out, created a furor in the city, and the losers are going to be us, because now we got to pay the wheeling price and we got to sell it to somebody else, whoever they may be. And in my mind, I'm thinking there's only one or two maybe that may want it. TECO never needed us, especially under this low reduction of water and electricity because people are hurting. So now instead of having to buy it, they don't have to buy it. They may not even want it if they have to buy it now.